Hey, it's Overslept with Chris Laker. It is. Oh yeah. If this is the first time you're listening, every day I wake up and I record a podcast, and it's just whatever. And I don't know why I do it, other than I thought it'd be interesting, and it's not very good, I know that. So, if you don't think it's very good, you know, so what? It's 12:18 in the afternoon, and I am finally waking up. Ooh, let's see. Going to Princeton University today. It's a very fancy school. If you haven't heard of it, it's very, very prestigious, Ivy League. Which I don't know what that. That's like a. Those are good schools that have Ivy. And then they played sports against each other. It's a sports thing, Ivy League. And none of them are that good, I don't think. Anyway, which isn't important in a school that have a good football team, but it's a good school. And I'm a little worried. Because it's like an audience full of smart people. Not smart people, but it's because they're college students, which is when everybody's like the same age in an audience, that's fucking weird. And they're all like either rich or like, you know, super smart. Or both. So it's, and I don't, and I've never performed at a college. So I don't know what it's going to be, if they're going to like me. But whatever. If they do like me, then maybe I'll get into Princeton and get a diploma from a really good school. Or I'll get to perform at Harvard and Yale. And become like the king of fancy college comedy, or just it'll be a show and it'll be over and that'll be it. That's probably what happened. I went to school close to there. The college I graduated from, I went to four colleges. College I graduated from, Rider University, is just a few miles away, and it's like the shittiest school. It's not the shittiest school. It's a pretty shitty school. I mean, they let me in, and I was pretty bad student. Although I got some, I stopped over at a community college and did decent. But I couldn't get into any other school, and I got into that one. And the people I graduated from with there were idiots. I'd have to do these like group projects with people. Everybody was a big old dummy. Like, just copy. They would just like it was. Just copy and paste shit off the internet, and it would still have like a bunch of grammatical errors. It was bad. But, you know, so I feel a little inferiority there, just like being the school in the shadow of like a good school. And, but I didn't then. It wasn't like I was like, oh, I wish I was at Princeton. I never had any desire to go to Princeton. I don't even understand the difference. I honestly don't understand the difference between like a expensive college and a, like, I went to school with idiots, but I still, like, learned the shit. Like, I went to class, and it wasn't like, it wasn't like Dangerous Minds. It was like a teacher said shit, and I learned it, and then I graduated, and with an accounting degree, and went and worked in accounting, and got to admit, not too much of the knowledge I got in college was applicable. Some of it, but not, you know, you just learn how to do your job, and then I wasn't good at that either. But, like, what happens over at Princeton is so fucking special. If I got an accounting degree, like, do the teachers have British accents? Are their books that much better? I mean, it's nice there. It's a nicer school. Like, the campus and shit. Our campus was very small. I didn't live on that campus. I lived at my parents' house. So somebody killed themselves on that campus while I was there, but I didn't see it. But I don't think I had anything to do with the school. Obviously, I mean, it was, you know, it was a guy, if I remember correctly, was very depressed or anything, but I don't think he was like bullied or treated poorly at the school. Well, if they did, they covered it up. It wasn't reported. Now I'm curious. But I'm not going to go digging up. Try to figure out what happened back then. And that would have been 2003. Graduated 2004. Not on time. That was not the year I was supposed to graduate college. Like I said, 4 schools. And that wasn't my original... Accounting wasn't my original... I was going to be a film. But I didn't even have film at the school. I went to Mount St. Vincent. That was a shit college. That's a bad school. Unless you're a nurse, that's a good school, apparently. But they didn't even have a film. It was a communications. I would have had a communications degree, which is useless, but easy. I still didn't do good. But that's a pretty bad school. That's in the Bronx. Sometimes they used to advertise on television late at night. That's not a good sign. If your college has a commercial, that is not a good sign. It's probably not that good of a school. Ads in the subway? No. Good schools don't have ads in the subway. I don't know. Mount St. Vincent would. They can't afford it. They did. They have had them. I have seen public transit ads for most of the colleges that I've gone to, and also the rehab I went to. Well, the rehab makes sense. The rehab was very prestigious. Carrier Foundation. That's an Ivy League rehab right there. I forget what famous people had gone there, but there had been famous... Well, they wouldn't tell you, but they would say, there's been famous people here. We can't tell you who, but don't worry about it. They've been here. And it was nice. Loved rehab. Let's see how much. Only 9 minutes? Are you fucking kidding me? I've only just been talking about the college. You know what? I'm going to see. Let me text Ian. I'll just call him. I'll text him. Can you be a guest on the podcast now. Let's see. I was hanging out with my friend Ian last night, and hadn't seen him in a couple weeks or something. So I was like, maybe he'll be a guest on the podcast. I just texted him. He's an early riser. He might be out doing stuff right now. He like runs marathons and shit, so he might be out running. Still haven't. Okay. Well, that's out there, so we'll see. If not him, maybe. Let's see. Nick Turner? No. Well, he knows what the show is, but I don't know. I'll wait to see if what's up with Ian. And what's going? Well, we're going to go to the news. That's look for some non-Trump, non-political. So I was talking to Ian about this show last night because he has listened and likes the show. And I was talking about, it's like, yeah, news. I've been leaning on the news too much. I don't like to just go into the news every day. He's like, no, it's good. He's like, there's so much stuff in the news. I was like, but I don't want to talk about any political stuff or any Trump stuff. He's like, well, you gotta. He's like, it might be World War III. You're not going to talk about it? I'm like, nope. If there's a World War III, I will mention it, but I won't get into it. What, there won't be enough coverage? I mean, if I'm your only news source, then fine. If enough people tell me, listen, I get all my news from your podcast, then I'll have to get into like what's going on in Syria. Holy shit. Site of chemical attack hit again. That doesn't. Well, I have. That's like, I'm not gonna get into that. Yeah, it's all Trump. See, and they give you. This is like the top when they have the trending stories on Apple News, which I know. I always bitch about it, but they'll have like three like Trumps, and then the fourth one will be, what happens when a lion steals a GoPro? Or this is what happens when a lion. That's got to be a video. And then I just get a bunch of other bullshit. Let's try see it. Yeah, I see when this is going to be all airstrike. Yeah, it's all, man. Oh, great white shark trapped in on California beach. Here we go. That doesn't sound like a nice story, but hopefully, maybe it is. Maybe the shark gets back in the water. See, a stranded great white shark caused quite a stir along the California shore on Friday. I would say so. Going out to the beach there, and then it's a shark. Dozens of people gathered on the cliffs of Pleasure Point in Santa Cruz to watch the 8-foot shark trapped in the shallow reef. Man, sounds like it was hurt. Stories are notified. The sheriff's patrol unit used a loudspeaker to tell gawkers to stay clear of the distressed fish. Is a shark a fish? I guess. It seems like it's its own thing, you know? we were able to get the shark upright in the water. Okay, it sounds like the shark was fine. That's great. Yay. Shark's back in the water. Let's just say that. Oh, Ian's down. All right. So shark got back in the water, and everybody's happy. Don't go to the beach. It's dangerous. How much time have we got here? We are at 15 minutes. Perfect. We'll do a call with Ian, and then we are done. All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Yo, buddy.
How are you?
I'm all right, man. Are you out and about on your day? Or doing whatever you do in a... What are you doing?
I just walked into this thing called Spacious. Did I tell you about that? It's like all these restaurants that don't open till 5, they kind of make it office space and they get free coffee. And it's a monthly membership fee, so I was just in the neighborhood, so I got free coffee.
Oh, okay, so you're not working there. You're just getting your free coffee.
Just getting a free cup of coffee because I'm street smart like that.
That's cool.
I play all the angles.
What time did you get up today?
I got up early. I got up at like probably 7:30 or something. Just naturally.
7:30, and then didn't you go like run or exercise or something like that?
It started that I didn't. I should have, but I didn't. And then. I went to a meeting. I go to these meetings. It's 12-step program. And then that's cool. That's always like an uplifting thing. And then I'm waiting on my friend, my really good friend's wife's in town with her kid.
Yeah.
And like, I'm waiting to meet up with them. But you know how when people visit, they just don't know how to... They have no conception of time, how the city's going to work. Like, oh, we're just going to, like, walk around Brooklyn for, like, 30 minutes. You know, it's going to take you more than 30 minutes to do anything, you know?
Sure. And, yeah. It's hard to figure out.
It's okay.
That's cool. Are you going to do a tourist thing with them or something?
Yeah, we were going to do the Whitney, but the kid's, like, 8 years old. And I'm like, that's a whole thing, because it's the Whitney Biennial, you know. Every other year, there's like a check-in with the contemporary art world. And it's, you know, at this new Whitney, and it's just going to be probably too much for a seven-year-old.
That sounds like a nightmare. Imagine going there when you're a seven-year-old. It sounds like a nightmare.
I had no, like, artistic, like, I see kids at, like, galleries and stuff, like,
kids get taken everywhere. It doesn't mean they want to be there. My parents, that just sounds like, whenever I think of a bad, I remember my parents just taking me to rug stores for like days. Yeah. And like the rug store is like the worst, because they just have to take you. It's just like, it's the worst place to be in the world. And that sounds like the Whitney, sounds just like a rug store to me. It's like there's no place to sit. There's no television. Well, that's the thing. You could give the kid a phone. That sounds like the best. They could just watch Netflix.
That's what I would do every day. Just give it to them and they're out. That's like you see them on the plane and stuff. It's just, these kids, you just let them do it.
Yeah.
That will be my strategy, is to sort of reserve that till it's like we're on the train or the subway, like just to shut up. Like you get to play like Candy Crush Go. Do that.
I would stick the virtual reality fucking things on their head and just press play on Netflix, like whatever cartoons that they like, and just be and then you just guide them around like you just have like a pet. I think that's probably the,
like one of those backpacks with like, it's like a monkey backpack with like a tail. It's like a leash, so they don't feel like it's a leash.
Yeah. Like
and you just take it off when they're 18, and you're good to go.
You know what? I just think I figured out how to be able to parent. All right, man.
Your mom and I are so proud of you.
Well, enjoy your free coffee. And how much is Spacious?
Yeah.
How much is that a month?
So I'm doing a trial week. Goodman hit me up with one for, I think, 50% off, which is 40. So a normal month is like $90. And you just are really getting like coffee and water, but like a bathroom. And it's just you're surrounded by other professionals with no real job. No. So it makes you feel like you went into an office and piped.
All right.
I get a lot more done.
That's cool. All right, man. Well, I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, man. All right. All right. Well, there's Ian and his day. And I don't know. That's the end of the show. We did it. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll let you know how this Princeton stuff went. And probably read some more news and call somebody. You know, it'll be this again, but it'll be tomorrow. And I think I'm going to start having more guests, expanding the guest roster. Roster? Is that right? I always feel like I say that word wrong. But yeah, I'm going to go. See you tomorrow. We love you.